I type Laura. What happened?
Thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I got your email on the 13th. Let's see. $299 month to month, no contracts with a one time setup fee of $99.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you basically pay $99 plus $299.
Yes. So it's for the initial investment, it's $398, and then after that, $299 mm-hmm. a month.
Mhm. You'll have to pay off for me. That's why I wasn't so ready to jump on board. But you know, I've been burned, so I'm not. Well, you know, it was 20 years ago, so who knows? I had a half page caller ad in the Yellow Pages with an internet listing, and I got two phone calls in the period of a year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was $7,000, and then they tried to sue me, but by that time I had closed the business, and so there wasn't anything they could sue, so.
Yeah.
That, and it didn't affect my credit rating because I was an LLC and it was independent of me.
Okay.
So it was a nightmare. And so I just, you know, if I had a little more feeling about the actual results that you might have for, you know, honestly, throwing $299 or $398 towards something isn't bad if it returns anything. If you actually have anything to show for it, I've been burned, so I'm just a little bit less, you know, I don't think there's going to be any kind of guarantee. What really sucks right now is I don't really have enough, likes on my Angie's List. I have, and the likes I have are pretty awful. They're average. Basically, my last business partner, he gave me a like. He was in business with, for my last budget. He wasn't even a customer. My last budget blinds partner in Hickory, North Carolina, gave me a like. And my boss from the software company gave me a like. And then he misspelled one of the words. In his explanation, you know, a guy with like a master's degree in electrical engineering can't spell things. It just blows my mind. The software company, how it stayed in business, I just don't know. I'm still sort of working there kind of part time. It's just weird. And so that's kind of why I started the blog. The problem is it is a new business, and that is everything is against you. You don't have the likes.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of things. And so the thing is I put this ad in Google, and what is it? It's going to want more likes that I don't have. I'm better off maybe just getting in my van in the 90 degree heat and putting up flyers, up in a new condo development where people are moving in. And I'm really excited about like sweating myself to death. I am, and I can't wait to do it. It is what worked, in 2005. That's literally, I drove into, and the complex that I drove into now has a gated fence that doesn't let anybody in there, but it was just being built when I went in there. So they hadn't built the gate or the locking system yet.
Yeah.
I might still figure out a way to sneak my way in there somehow. I'm not sure if the Pupilos are still in there. They own the Tahitian Inn. They were in those condos. The view was unbelievable. It's right on the bay. So, you know, you look out the window and it's just nothing but water for miles. Fantastic place. Not for someone that owns a hotel, you'd think it would have been a much bigger house, but they had two floor condo, but still, I mean, you know, he owns a hotel, but it's whatever. He's paying for a kid to go through Florida State. This is 20 years ago, so who knows what his kid's done. He's probably retired from the NFL for all we know by now. Boy, it was a big guy. Didn't want, he was a big dude. He was going to play linebacker or something like that. He was definitely a big dude, his son. But I just, you know, I'm leaning maybe, but I wish I had a little more hope.
Yeah, so I'm
not really sure, you know, maybe I should navigate some of these links that you have on here.
Well, I do want to speak on a few things as well. So the first thing I'm going to send this over to you through text. That's going to be our certification with Google. So we are a Google Premier Channel partner, and by being a partner, it's not something that we pay for. It's something that the reason why we get it is because we give certain results to our clients. So it really has to do result driven to receive that certification. We do everything month to month, and I just sent you the link as well, by the way. It's on Google's website. And we do everything month to month as well, so we can earn your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not bringing you in work, obviously you're not going to stay with us, right? I mean, you said it yourself. It's you need to see a return.
It was terrible. Yeah, and yeah. Their deal was $7,000, not...
Hey, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is actually reasonable. I mean, I'm really actually thinking about doing this.
And we've been in business already. It's going to be 20 years in December. If you look up our company name, which is Local Splash on Google, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 stars. Out of our actual clients, which are on Bird's Eye, we have 4.9 stars with them. So we definitely have a reputation. There is people that are looking for your services in your area as well. You know, pretty much everybody uses Google nowadays.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I had back in 2003, I had a Google AdWords campaign that I paid for. I don't know if they're still doing it, and I haven't even investigated it. It was annoying. I sold screensavers. I'm just not sure. You know, being a programmer, I kind of was hoping to just completely leave all of that behind, which is in your favor, because the less I have to deal with computers at this point, the happier I am. It's sad. I went into computer programming with a lot of enthusiasm, and now I'm really burned out and jaded. Back in 2003, I wrote a 3D animated screensaver in C++. Also, my code is running, or was running, maybe it still is, at the Bayfront Heart Center for the electrocardial pulsation system they give to some poor old guy who's 400 pounds overweight because he neglected himself. And, you know, whatever other things happen when you're, you know, you can have a bad liver, all sorts of things make you just add weight that you have no control over. Anyway, before I pick on somebody. So this guy has angina pain, which is basically your heart screaming, I'm not getting enough oxygen because your body's too freaking big for me to pump anything anymore. So they put him on this chair, and basically it pumps the blood to his heart and does the work of his legs for him since he's not walking a lot, and it makes the pain go away. So I was the only really software developer on the team that revised what was already written some years ago, but had flaws, to meet Bayfront's specification. And it was in C++ and assembly, and you're gonna get a kick out of this. I got the job from a window treatment flyer. I was up in Land O'Lakes with the blind, and Garrett Bates got my flyer. I was really fed up that day. I hadn't gotten an order in a week. To me, a week was a long time to not do anything. I have no idea what will happen this year. It's just the whole world is a little bit more pessimistic and different than it was. But I put on the back of the flyer, I provide calculus tutoring, which I can still do, and C++ software development. And he kind of laughed at that and called me up, and he kind of said, really? You're doing blinds, and you're capable of doing that? And I said, this is Florida. I said, this is not San Diego. This is not Seattle. I'm not at Microsoft headquarters. I'm not paying some teenage high schooler $2,000 a month rent for a studio apartment, so I can make $6,000 a month working, you know, for Google or Facebook or something. I'm not doing that. I'm staying in my old house in Florida. I'm saving my money. I'm going to the beach when I want. When I want to get a suntan, I get a suntan. I get on my race bike. I make the kids look old. I like Florida. I don't feel like paying all my money to some teenager in California, just so I can be. So, you know, anyway, it's sort of interesting. And he hired me and the project was a success. But it was neat. And, you know, he still, I remember showing up at the office up in New Tampa. I was driving the van at the time. And I now have a second van, and he says, you still have that van. And I said, well, what am I going to do with blinds? I can't put the blinds up with my old Alfa Romeo Spider convertible. Where am I going to put the blinds in that car? I can barely drive it, much less fit in it. So yeah, it's kind of cool. But you know, I'm interested in what you got. I am. I'm leaning your way. You've got me at a weak moment because it's been a whole morning. And nobody's called me, and they probably nobody will call me for a couple of days. And the question I really have with this are they required to give me a certain number of leads, or does it just time out after 2 months and I'm screwed? And it's basically I paid for my time, and since I've been arrested and convicted felon, ever. I've never even been in a police station, but I'm guilty of paying them without having 500 likes on my website. It's my flaw that I'm a new business. Since no one's known me since 2005, you know, it's all my fault that I didn't plan my website properly enough. And now I get to pay them $700 for nothing. So, you know, it's, we'll see. You know, it's only the first, the lead started at 9 o'clock. So, you know, I remember when I started in 2000, it took me about 2 months to start getting some real orders. But it was amazing. I did actually, you know, communicate with people in the first couple of weeks. Yeah, you've been around 20 years and you're in California. Wow, big surprise.
I know when you said California. I was like, oh, yeah, we're in California.
Yes, well, yes. It's like, wow, where else does everybody live? Fountain Valley, I have no idea. How far is that from Burbank? I have no idea. California's huge. How far is it from Burbank? Burbank is the TBS. You wouldn't know. Okay, TBS is United. TBS is the TV studio is in Burbank. And my sister's husband was a comedian with Conan O'Brien since the very beginning in New York City. Her hubby. And so they originally lived in New York in a condo that they sold. And now they live in Burbank. And they have two daughters that are in college now. And fortunately, we have some relatives that left us some cash, so we're not broke. That's a good thing. So she's probably going to be able to pay the astronomical college bill for them. It's going to be off the deep end, like $40,000 a year for her Julia to go to Syracuse. And I think the other one is going to NYU. You know, NYU isn't as bad as Syracuse, but it's still like $30,000 a year. Oh, well. Anyway, they inherited some money from my grandfather, and so they probably had to pay for it. And so that must be a big relief for my sister, because that would have been almost impossible. But I paid for college myself. I did okay after graduating. I was a sales rep in Manhattan. And I don't know, I was 20 years old, I made about 40 grand selling Sprint long distance service in Manhattan. I did okay. Yeah, I'm a decent talker. I'm interested in what you got. I'm piqued, and you have all the things I don't. You have 20 years of business. I don't. You're in California. I'm not. It's very depressing. All the things
hey,
I'm
Florida's
supposed to do,
sunny.
You're doing. It's terrible. You know, I gotta buy me a golf cart and chase down the senior citizens at the golf course. Hey, you want some blinds, buddy? I got some blinds in the back. You know, I'll open up my overcoat.
Yes. That is too funny. Well,
maybe I missed
know,
my calling. I should do comedy U Grant. I actually did that in Manhattan. I actually stood up and did comedy for 20 minutes at Comedy on Grand Street in Manhattan. And if anyone laughed, which a couple did, and some people said I was corny, which I am, and I'll admit it, and I got a free dinner out of it. And by the way, the comedy club on Grand Street is still around. They've been around since 1970 something. It's not Comedy U Grand, it's called something else, but it's still there on Grand Street. And when I go back to New York, I want to check that out and see if they still have the same deal. The food was okay. I would not say it was five-star dining, but it was food. And they had a full liquor bar. That they had. And that's all right. And so, I missed my calling. I'd probably make a lot more money, but I'm stuck. I bought like $2,000 of Graber window treatment samples, and I have most of the headrails for most of the major products that sell. So I'm kind of sort of stuck. And then, of course, I have this van. I've always liked vans anyway. But anyway, so Local Splash, Slater Avenue, Fountain Valley.
I do want to answer your question as well. So the month-to-month that you are paying, so that's going to cover your publicity. So you're actually not going to be capped out. $100 worth of that is going to go into Facebook ads. But when it comes to the first page where that map section is, that's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. And just so you know, timeline-wise, your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. And then for us to get you listed on that first page for each one of your keywords, it's going to be a max of 30 to 45 days for you to start popping up. So it is something that we want to get on. I wasn't able to find a Google Business profile for you either. Did you tell me if you made one yet?
No, I don't think I have, and I've been lazy. I've really focused a lot. It's not like I've been doing nothing. If you go to my website, homeownersvalue.net, all right, what I've done is I've basically created from the website a methodology of showing someone what it is that's being offered today. So it's not just actually a marketing tool, which was my intention. It's also actually a presentation tool, because if you go to the Graber website and try and show them products from the Graber website, it's impossible to navigate, and it takes forever to go from anywhere to anywhere. And by the way, they're sitting there going, and they're not responding. So what's neat about my website that I created, as I'm sure can tell, completely by hand with an old version of Dreamweaver, it is great for covering the product lines, and there are many, solar, roller, layered, woven,
sheer, your tab.
Cellular, drapery. I mean, so, what happens here is, I'm looking and they don't know what to do, and I'm saying, well, let's just look at what you have currently in your house and the style you have. And then I want you to actually just see how all of these look and if any of the colors hit you. And we'll just go through the different products that are available and the things that you might typically see in a house of your type. Maybe we can narrow things down a little bit. And so the website has become more actually of a presentation tool of what really is available. And it is drastically improved. It used to be, if you wanted something that went up and down and it was a shade in your window, you bought a roller shade or you bought a cellular. That was just about it. Now there's all sorts of other things. So the website, I actually was up till midnight last night adding more to the website so that I would have something to show someone in an air-conditioned room, because it's 90 degrees outside in Florida. No one's going to want to stand and sweat on the side of my van looking at my hand samples. And believe me, I have more hand samples than I can actually carry into their house. So I have to, something I can do to show them the product line in an air-conditioned room. And that's my website. So I've spent a lot of time on that, and I really jumped probably too quick for Home Advisor, Angie, you know, without really, I should have maybe looked around a little more before I just said yes to them. They actually had, they had my original listing, from 2005. They had all my records and my domain name, which never changed. And that was kind of cool, which also kind of tweaked me towards it. Also, at the time, my lead that got me the kidney doctor at Tampa General came from them. The $8,000 woven wood shades shutter order was a lead that came from them. And I actually remember it cost me $9 for the Weatherbug linked ad to get that house. $9. So I just was already pre-sold when I talked to this guy, because it was, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, I used you in 2005, and it was like, it took about 2 months before anything happened. But when it did, I really got my $9 back.
Exactly.
And now it's a little bit more expensive. I mean, this is a little bit closer to my $7,000 Yellow Page ad. Of course, Yellow Pages are long gone. But,
and I don't know if you know about Angie's too. Last year they were sued by the Federal Trade Commission because they were lying to their customers about lead quality. So a lot's changed since you had them. But I mean, I guess I should say, I mean, well, what do you think about, you know, our product? Is it something that you would want to do?
Well, what's intriguing to me is actually at this point, I don't have any Facebook ads, so I captured that. I don't know, but I probably can spend today trying to figure out how to come up with a Google listing.
We actually would do that for you. So it's, yeah, we help you with that. So you don't have a Google business profile, so what we would do is help you. So you most likely are going to have to do a video. But whatever Google's going to require, those are things that we would go over with you. So we take care of all,
all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So makes it easier, right?
Okay. I have a partner in crime who's a couple miles away that could maybe help with my video. You know, I don't know what you mean, like a phone video where they video me in front of the van, or a product video where part of it is actually showing Graber products, and then part of it is
so
showing, you know.
What Google's going to require, when we set up your account, those are all things, when you have your onboarding call, they go over that. But most likely, it'll either be you, you got to take a video of your van or any invoices or business cards. Or if you work out of your home, many times you have to prove that you are actually at that address by unlocking your door, showing your house. It's, they just need to make sure that you're legit.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, but it all depends what they require. So those are all things that we'll go over with you. But I mean, yeah, so those are things we take care of. But for me to set up your account, I mean, it takes about 10, maybe 15 minutes max. I get your basic information. I get payment. I send everything to you through text and email, and I set up that onboarding call. That onboarding call is the one that goes over everything in detail as well. Is that something that you would want to do?
Yeah. The next question I hate to say is,
of course,
I'm forking this over, so when does it all sort of take place? When does it all sort of start happening? Am I, I'm not committing then really for 398. I'm really committing for 398 plus 299 in the next month before anything really kind of gets moving. The other question I have is how much am I going to have to overcome? At this point, I feel that I'm overcoming the fact that I'm a new business. It's a crime that I don't have any likes. Am I buying myself mm-hmm. into another case where, again, I don't have any likes? So I bought more advertising with no likes.
Yeah.
to get the same result. A Facebook ad would probably be a good idea. Facebook.
We actually have, and this is all going to be included because you're going to get a dashboard. It tracks everything for you, like how many calls, clicks, all that stuff. But we're also going to provide you a URL link. And that URL link, you give it to your clients as soon as you're done with a job, and all they have to do is click on it, and they leave you a review. Very easy. So we do help you get good reviews that way as well. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, little things included that are going to be very useful. And then what makes it easy, too, on your dashboard, since it's basically the brains of everything, you'll be able to respond to reviews there also, so you don't have to go to a bunch of different places to get stuff done. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'm wondering how much advertising or how much exposure am I initially getting? Unfortunately, being this unknown, unspecified, unliked business, I guess nobody really cares that I've actually done this before. I got like $25,000 in revenue, but it was back in 2005. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. just such a long time ago. I've tried to mention that on my website. And then I caught myself telling stories that no one would care about on my website and realized that this is a marketing media. And I can't be talking about who I was or what I was doing or what I like. No one could care less. You know, so I've had to revise my about page about three times to not, you know, be telling people things they couldn't care less about and start focusing on the fact that somebody's on my webpage because they're interested in blinds.
Blinds.
And I don't think, and how interested they are remains to be seen. You know, when I was up in North Carolina, anything that was made of wood was something that people were fascinated with. And when you drove between Hickory and Asheville, it was just nothing but trees for miles on these really well-paved roads, but tall, really tall trees that would tower over you. And you would go by house after house with shutters. And a lot of them were real stained wood shutters, not the painted ones. They were obsessed with wood. And then you had Drexel Furniture, Drexel, North Carolina. That the whole city was named after them, and all they make are wood furniture. So, you know, that was my experience. So, you know, people were a little more obsessed about blinds up there than they were here. Here, I think I just got lucky. I walked in on a guy who was moving into his condo and saw my nice new van and someone that was fairly cleanly dressed and didn't look scary and dangerous, and said, well, you know, I can't see anything wrong with this guy. And that was really how I got customers. I'd be in an area, in, you know, without raggedy, ratty construction clothes, polo shirt, you know, decent pair of shoes, you know, and the van was impeccable. I mean, no dents. And the one I have now is very nice. I think there's like one scratch here or there, but you've got to really look. I mean, it's in pretty good shape. And they just see me in the van and they just would order, you know, and they wouldn't think about it. I'm not sure things quite work that way anymore.
No, they don't.
That's why I'm sort of leaning towards you. I think the world is a little more pessimistic. My concern is that what I want, I guess, for this money is I would want to get the work done that I've been gotten to the point where I'm kind of too burned out and lazy to do myself, sadly.
Yes.
And that would be the Facebook ads.
We will do those for
would be
you.
A big deal. Yeah, the Facebook ads and maybe Google ads. And would that get done in the first month? When that something happen?
So what I quoted you contains you putting you on the map section and also running Facebook ads. If you want to add Google ads, we can, but it is going to be more money because Google ads, as I'm sure you know, they do, well, back then they used to cost a lot less, but they are more expensive now. If you want to add Google ads, you're looking at an extra $300 a month for those. On top of
Facebook is very targeted. I know that they steal all the information they can about you, and so they know how old, how grumpy, how poor you are.
We only run the ads in front of people who have already been looking for your services. So absolutely, you're right on that end. They're very targeted. Yeah. So personally, I prefer Facebook ads because they cost a lot less and they're really targeted.
It sounds like your chances of results. My first degree was actually in marketing, so I even know fancy words like reach. How many people do you actually potentially see your product is considered reach? You know, things like demographics, are they all schmucks or do they make a lot of money? Psychographics, are they all crazy? Or are they normal? A cash cow is something that sells regularly. A star is something new that's off the blocks. You know, a dog is basically my company, something that you start and pray that it ever goes anywhere. We'll see. I should be so pessimistic.
But then fine.
But my degree, I actually have a 4-year college degree, a bachelor's of business administration in marketing from Stetson. And, and I just, after 20 years of computer programming, I am a little bit lazy at this point. I really have worked hard on the website to just have all the products there. So I can talk intelligently about the products. The biggest concern I had was, God forbid, I should actually now get an order from someone and order the wrong thing. There's so many little things to gotchas, roller shades that come up with white to the street.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you as well. So based off of your keywords, because we're going to pick the ones that are searched the most in your area, what type of services do you offer? What do you want to be found for?
Well, window treatment selection, that's actually more complex than you'd figure. Installation. Window treatment installation. I'm doing the installation. I really, at this point, wouldn't trust my partner. Jim's a wonderful guy, but I really wouldn't trust him to install anything. it's ugly. It can be like $1,500, $2,000 to just do, 10 windows in someone's house. Probably that's a low figure, 2,000.
Yeah.
And if you order the wrong sizes, or you order something that the customer doesn't expect, you're in trouble. So, you're in deep for $2,000 right there. Not to mention the bad reviews you'll get and all the, so I really spent, just to give you an idea, there's about 12 price books from Graber, and each of those price books is over 100 pages long. And I've actually read all of them. I started working on this business in March. In December of last year, the software company filed for bankruptcy. In March, I really started hitting it hard to get this business started. And the farther I got into it, the more I needed to know, because all of these products are new to me. The only thing I sold in 2005, woven wood shades, wood blinds, and shutters. That was it. All the rest of this stuff is all new to me. Now I've got to have samples of it. I've got to be able to show people. So I bought all the books, and I have like 8 different huge, big, they're in the about page. You'll see actually they're all big Graber sample books, and they have all the swatches. So I'm offering window treatment selection. I'm offering window treatment installation. I'm frankly, I'd have to say I really am probably offering a form of interior design, keeping somebody from buying something that they'll really be disappointed about in the future. And that's dangerous. You should usually mm-hmm. just let somebody buy from you. But I know of customers that thought it was super cool to put woven wood shades in all the windows of their house, and now they hate them. I met a guy in Tierra Verde. I was on the street putting up flyers, and mm-hmm. he says, "You don't happen to sell woven wood shades, do you?" And I kind of looked at him, and I said, "Yeah." And he says, "I want to tear these out." And he smiled at me. And I said, "Okay." And it didn't really go anywhere. The problem is they don't let any light in the window. And so every morning he has to yank all of these up to get light in his room. It's like a job he has to do every morning. It's like, it's extra work now. And yeah, it looked cool at first. And it was like, wow, I'm the only house in the neighborhood. And by the way, there wasn't another single house in Tierra Verde on that street with woven wood shades, mm-hmm. only him. I find a lot of times they're not put in your front window. They're actually done in the back, and they're done like where you have dinners and where you entertain people, in the back. You don't typically put them in the front window. You want light coming in from your front mm-hmm. window. This is where I can maybe help people and also lose a sale, because the fact is I was stupid in 2005. I would just walk into people and I would say, "Well, you know, it looks like you could do that," and just let them talk and not say anything. And they would basically talk themselves into buying it, and I would just take the order. I have to remember that that's what I used to do in New York City, that the less I talk and the less I give them advice, the more likely, less likely I'm going to put my foot in my mouth and lose the order. It's a fact. But I really can maybe help somebody from my experience and say, well, it's not like I don't want to sell them woven wood shades, but the cords get tangled. You have to yank the damn thing up. After a while, you literally have to take it off the top and unhang it and rehinge it just to get the cord to work right. There's problems with those really. Anyway, I'm going off on the deep end.
I was gonna ask, because I put you down for services, the window treatment selection, window treatment installation, and I did add these blind shades, shutters, drapes. Is there any other, service you'd like me to put down other than that?
At this point, those are the only things I feel like doing. There are other things I can do. I can actually build, if I wanted, a closet door. I could actually uh-huh. do, you know, like that custom closets where they come into yes. your house. I yes. can do that. I just
don't want
to.
You want
me to
put that down or no? Okay.
No.
I won't put it then.
I don't want to do that. I'm lazy at this point.
No, I get it. That's fine. And if you change your mind ever, we can always add it. So don't even worry about
it.
And Bruce, I would assume based off of your email, your last name is McFarlane. Is that correct?
Yeah, I never changed it. Been stuck with that Scottish name forever. McFarlane. Capital Perfect. Has a capital F. It stands for Mac, which is uh-huh. Mac means person, and Farlane means from the north. So I'm a northern Scotlander. A lot of people have Scottish names that don't mean anything. Mine does.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Also, the entire clan, by the way, left when the Queen of England, I forget which year, it was 1500 around there. Queen of England required all of Scotland to pay homage to her, including taxes. And my entire clan got on a boat and left. And although think it would be a lot of people, it was probably a couple thousand people in the McFarlane clan. It wasn't exactly this huge, monstrous country leaving. They all basically got on a boat. They were going to try to get to America. That's where they were trying to go. And the winds blew them into Canada. And so if you look up McFarlane and you look up thousands and thousands and thousands of McFarlanes live in Canada. And maybe a tenth of that made it to the United States.
Wow.
But we're all over, like Quebec and Ontario, and we're everywhere up there. But down here, no one knows my name. I'm an unknown. There's a McFarlane Park in Tampa. I was named after some dude who played basketball, and I think he was part African-American. But he married somebody, or somebody got married along the line and had Scottish there because it's a Scottish name. But they did name a park in Tampa. But it was an interesting thing. This is, I have no problems with St. Pete and the world we live in, but it is, they are obsessed with everything having to do with freedom and minorities and openness, and old white people are like sort of like the ones that have been privileged and had everything handed to them their entire life. But not everyone is that awful, but it is the fascination with, but I'm sure that's that way in California too. And I'm, by the way, a Democrat. I'm not crazy. I'm not going that ridiculous. I hate the world Republican. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, anyway, educated people aren't going to do it. Anyway, so yeah, window treatment, yeah, insulation, yeah.
I'm going to also set you up for the onboarding call. So they do call within an hour window. And the call is about 45 minutes to an hour long. You got time today? Let me see. I have availability between 4 and 5 your time today. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then for how far do you go out for work? About, would you say 50 miles, or is that too much?
I actually will go 50 miles because it's a new condo.
Okay.
The reason why I would rather just get all my jobs here in St. Pete, 10 miles away. The problem is in places like Land O'Lakes, they're building an entire new development, up around that area. They're just, it's like, you know, and they're putting in 500, properties, you know, they're homes, but they're not really condos. They're actually new homes up in the northern eastern side of, it's like northeast of Tampa, and that area is just growing insane. So if I get a job, it's because if I get a job up near Land O'Lakes, you know, that will maybe lead to another one. I'm in the house for, you know, a couple hours. Anyway, I answered your question. Simple yes or no would have worked.
I put it down the 50 mile radius, so that's fine. Yeah. And if you want to change that in the future, again, we can do that. The address that I have for you is the 3627 Overlook Drive, Northeast St. Petersburg. That's correct. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me put that down. Okay. Overlook Drive. Okay, Northeast. That's perfect. All right. And then for people authorized on your account, do you just want to put yourself or somebody else as well?
Yes, I'm the only one at this point. I am doing everything myself.
That's not a problem. And do you have a Facebook page yet, or would you like us to make one for you?
It's awful.
Okay.
if you can do it in the price, I'd appreciate it. I have graphic design skills. I just, like I said, I really have been feeling overwhelmed by the what I've needed to really do to not make a $4,000 mistake. I really have been spending the last couple of weeks just on this website. And every time I creating a new page on this website, I'm actually investigating the manual and all the options. So that's my excuse why the Facebook page is so ordinary. Yes, really.
We can connect the ads to that, and we can make the ads. So if you have one already, that's fine.
Use a better cover photo if you do that. But the cover photo on there is so hokey and small business. It is. It's It really doesn't look very slick. A good comparison of somebody that looks like they're living in the modern age, not the self, like the rotary phones from 80s,
mm-hmm.
Got you covered in St. Pete is just hammering it. Got you covered. I credit to them. Got you covered has really done a fantastic job with everything. And they're a good
okay.
example of what I would like to eventually be. You just go to Gotcha Covered, just as it sounds, .com, and check out what they've done. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a fantastic website. It's insane. It is so much better than my local POS. But I do have something going for me doing the old-fashioned way. And that
yeah.
is that I am very real. And I think I will get some older customers that really don't appreciate the super slick, corporate looking, and that is what they've achieved. It's a fantastic website, but it has absolutely no personality really.
Yeah.
But yours is
good.
But it has a character that might not be as bad as I think. That's what it comes down to. It has a kind of a personality and a character, but got you covered. Wow. It's like you've gone to a Hunter Douglas corporate website. You've gone to a major Fortune 500 corporate website. That's what they got. It's all kinds of
yeah.
great layers and all sorts of cool stuff. It was done by Scorpion in Chicago.
Your website is good too. I mean, I like it the way you were mentioning it. So I did put it down here in the notes that you have your website, which looks great. You do have an option with us if you want to add a website. We can make one for you. But
right.
basically, I have I have your basic information, which is everything that I need, and I have that onboarding call, which is going to be later on today between 4 to 5.
Right.
The card that you're going to use for payment, does it show Bruce McFarlane or does it have a middle initial?
Let me get to the card and I can give you the card. All right, let me grab it.
Yeah. Is the billing on that card also the Overlook Drive in Northeast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm using the business card because I got tired of getting ripped off by Network Solutions, my internet provider.
What were they doing?
They were just charging me $10 and $15 and then coming up with a new reason. I really need to get rid of the hosting provider. By the way, Network Solutions is the longest, most established hosting provider in the world, having been established in 1979 on the internet, but they have been bought out and sold and resold, and the card has Bruce R. McFarlane. Underneath it says Homeowners Value, the business name.
Got it.
I'll give you the card number. So this one will be 498.
It'll be 398. So
$100. Well, okay. What about the $99?
The actually it's $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of
$99. Yeah, $398.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'll give you the card number and then we'll have the onboarding call at 4 o'clock and we'll see if this does anything. I've invested this in samples, a couple samples here and there, and I've basically been in for $400, but it's pretty hard to sell somebody one white wood blind.
Yes, it is.
Especially if they don't want it. Now, I can't tell you how many thousands of people are buying a white wood blind. Probably a faux wood blind. Thousands get sold. But when you go in to show a customer a product and that's all you have, you're probably not going to go far. So that's why, and actually today I'm going to probably add a picture a better, more pleasing, I didn't like the one I took, a better, more pleasing picture of my actual hand samples. I have about 15 hand samples. I have basically every product I sell in a small version. And the reason for this is you can look at the fabrics and you can look at pictures in a book and you can go online, but there is nothing really quite like actually lifting something. The greater quality. And, you know, people have no idea. How could they? I'll take a Levalore blind or something from Blind Chalet that I bought for $60. And I'll say, well, lift that. And it weighs next to nothing. And and you can feel that the whole thing is going to fall down. And then I'll take the Graber, bottom up, top down cordless, which weighs a ton. Keep in mind, I tell them, look, it's actually bolted to your window. So the amount of effort that you're going to make has to do with the mechanism, not the weight. Mm-hmm. But if it weighs like this and it slides like this, what are the chances it's ever going to wear out? None. What kind of warranty are you getting? Lifetime of the product forever. What does the Blind Chalet one cost? $180. And, you know, my cost is what? Maybe $120. And what am I selling this for? I'm selling it for $260, $270 to get something that isn't crap. Pardon my language. Seriously. I mean, what I have to show them, physically show them, it's not enough to talk. I can physically show them, well, look, this is real aluminum and stainless steel. This isn't like some cheap plastic piece with, and look, there's metal up there where the wand is instead of a plastic, part that's going to tear off into pieces the second time you use it. This stuff is high quality. So that's why I bought the samples, because I figured without the hand samples, I'm nothing. So I've spent probably close to $1,500 on hand samples, because without proof, I'm just a lying, scheming encyclopedia salesman at your doorstep. You know,
I get what
scammer.
You're
saying. So I'll give you the number. Get your pencil ring, and it's Bruce R. McFarlane, so I don't get confused with any other McFarlane. And it's 403, I want to do that. 403-623-3354. And after you've written that down, its expiration is March 2028. And do you need the PIN or no?
I do need security code, yes.
Yes, 461.
Okay.
461 for the PIN. And this is my business debit card. Actually, the only debit card I have right now, because I canceled my personal one. Literally, I was just getting all kinds of charges on there, and I have absolutely no idea where they were coming from. Most of them were coming from Network Solutions, always with a new excuse. I would call them up and they says, well, your reservation on Wise Owl Games just expired. And we need to restart your security on the name for Wise Owl Games. And it's like, but I didn't agree to security on Wise Owl Games. I don't care if the whole world knows that I am the holder of WiseOwlGames.com. So like for $15, $20 a year, they suppress your personal information off the domain name, so that no one will actually know who reserved it. I have like about six. I have BruceMcFarlane.com I've reserved, and I have that hosted on DigitalOcean. And I actually created and modified and developed the code to actually run that website by hand. But I just don't want to do it anymore. But BruceMcFarlane.com is my personal website. But each one of these domains that they're managing have fees attached to all the features. And it was like always a new surprise every day. I look at my debit card account. And then there's other things that I just didn't anticipate, like, you know. So I just, like, killed it. I just said, no more. I don't care.
Well, that's what I was going to, so I was going to ask you as well. So we like to set up security questions, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick from three questions, just as long as you remember the answer. You can pick either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
No, I have actually all of those.
We only need one.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which one would you like to, which question would you like to answer, or which one would you like to set up?
Mother's maiden name would be pretty hard. Okay. And I could get stupid and forget about the pet name, although I doubt I would do that. So, So it would be Ellen Viola Whitman.
Okay, so Ellen
Viola, that's her middle name, Whitman.
Whitman.
And I would remember, a lot of times I will just respond Ellen Whitman and forget the middle name, but you could go with Ellen Whitman. That would be safe.
Okay. All right.
In case I forget the middle name. Viola was her mom. She played piano and violin, and she was a flapper in the 20s. And she liked to walk around in her flapper outfits when we go over to the house, and she'd smoke cigarettes with her long-handled cigarette holder, and she would look at us and go, and she was, ah, Brucio, my darling, so nice of you to come over. I have some songs to play for you. And then she would run over to the Steinway piano that grandfather bought for her. She was unbelievable. That's the only one. She died in her 60s of lung cancer because she smoked like a horse.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Gosh.
Yes. No, and I have to ask my sister if we still have the black and white Super 8. Actually, they were 16-millimeter movies that grandfather made with the camera of them all running up the steps. And her outfits. She was something else, Grandma. She was a trip. She was the real deal. Anyway, so, yeah. Wow.
Oh, let me do the voice verification. The voice verification, so it's on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. We're going to charge your card and then send you over everything through text and through email. First things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Home Owners Value.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Okay, so it's Bruce R. McFarlane, Proprietor. I'm not going to do anything thing or anything here.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I hope so.
And you and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we're going to ask you that security question every time that we call you, and we're also going to call you from our office line, which is the 877 number. I'm going to send that over to you through text as well. Okay, so we'll be calling. Just save that number on your contacts. Now,
I have it. It's the 877-635-6225.
Perfect, so. Yes. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I have to. I think
perfect.
I don't. The problem I have is that right now with Angie, I mean, I have a flaw that I can't fix. I don't have enough likes. And, you know, I have to somehow overcome this. I have to somehow get more customers to fix their problem. And this may not fix it, but having a Facebook ad might.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we're going to do for you as well. So, like, we're going to charge you for what you're going to pay the month and the one-time setup fee. So that's in the amount of $398. And then after that, we will charge you every 18th of every month. That's going to be in just $299. And then, as I did mention, you are able to discontinue your service at any time. The only thing that we do ask, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due, so we have time to cancel and process everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm just hoping this isn't a mistake, so I won't have to go there.
No, I mean, it's Google. You know, everybody uses Google. And,
yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
I think I got something wrong in the card because it's telling me...